11 minutes past 9 is the time, so we're asking this morning whether or not the internet and social media like Facebook and Twitter has made it all too easy for bullies. Well, let's speak to Martin Broadhurst. He's from Derby-based Data Social Media Marketing and joins me this morning. Morning, Martin.
Morning, Paul.
Thanks for joining us. Has this become a big problem on social media, bullying?
I wouldn't say it's become a big problem. It is definitely a problem that exists. But it's not something that I've experienced. I know people do experience it, but there are measures that you can take to minimise the impact of it and to take action against those that do the bullying themselves.
I was reading an account by one schoolgirl last week where she did 24 hours in her life, and she just told some of the most horrendous stories of how internet bullying has affected her and her pupils at school. She was saying how there were pictures taken of boys in showers which were posted on Facebook. They were brought down later, but the damage had already been done. The fact that people go on and talk about each other, and then people comment on the status updates. It does seem that certainly for a certain section of school children, that this is a new form of bullying.
It opens up another avenue for bullies to do their bullying, I guess. I think what we need is a bit more education about how to use the services such as Facebook and Twitter in order to make it so that you're protected against the bullies. Because you can block people, you can refrain from them, you can make sure that they can't interact with you on your profiles and things like that. So I think people just probably need to be made more aware of the actions that they can take in order to lessen the damage, because it's a horrible thing to be exposed to.
I mean, you talk there about lessening the damage. Nikki just said to us that she actually found it really difficult to get in touch with Facebook and then to have these images removed. Is that one of the problems, that actually it's all so instant? You can post whatever you want at any point of the day.
It is a problem, but getting in touch with Facebook, it probably isn't the best way to go about it. I'm not sure if you're aware of the Communications Act of 2003, which that was a piece of legislation brought in. Section 127 says that a person is guilty of an offence if they send by means of a public electronic communications network, which is Facebook or Twitter, any other message that is grossly offensive or indecent, obscene or menacing. And if you're found guilty of that, it's punishable by up to 6 months in prison or a significant fine. So going to the police is probably the best place to go to.
Is the problem that actually you can set up a Facebook page or a Twitter page, you can get a bogus email address, you can set up a bogus Facebook or Twitter profile, and therefore you're not culpable for your actions?
You can, but again, these accounts can be tracked. The internet isn't a completely anonymous network. Most people do leave traces of who they are. So even if you do create an email address, they'll still be able to be tracked through IP addresses and things like that. So there is always, there is quite commonly, ways to catch these people.
Is that one of the things that's happening now, do you think, Martin, that actually they are being caught? We are hearing more and more on the news about these that have gone on and written the most offensive things on Twitter and Facebook, and we're hearing, say, for instance, from the riots last year, a couple of individuals were jailed for citing violence. We've heard about Fabrice Muamba and what happened to a Welsh student who wrote something particularly offensive, that there are recriminations for people's actions, and you think maybe we've got to the point where people will start to think twice before posting?
Yes, well, you'd certainly hope so, wouldn't you? I think it is good that these stories are coming out, but at the same time, I'd like to see some more of the positive stories about social media coming out. You know, the fact that every day thousands of people up and down the country are raising extra money for their marathon runs by using Facebook and linking their Facebook accounts to their Just Giving profiles so people can donate more than they usually would have done. You know, more people are turning up at charity fairs and events, charity auctions, because people can create a Facebook event and invite more people. You know, these are the little things, the little positive stories that happen every day, just as a matter of course, that don't get reported.
Martin, thanks for joining us this morning. That's Martin Broadhurst from Derby-based Status Social Media Marketing. Your thoughts this morning, 01332 616161.